4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour of today, this Hump Day Wednesday, September 3rd edition. Greatly appreciate you guys texting me, Logo, Russell in Millersburg and others. Well, I sent you the logos, pictures I took on my cell phone, one off of Justin Michael for Congress.com's campaign website, and one from the email of Congressman Jack Bergman that I just received yesterday. Let's see. He said, I've also been getting an email once or twice a month. Just delete them. They're goofy looking logo from Congressman Jack Bergman. Absolutely. The first time I saw it, I saw the three stars. So, of course, he's taking that from his being a three-star lieutenant general in the Marine Corps. The three stars are there. And it doesn't anymore say retired Marine, which some were complaining that he was taking advantage of his military service and having it in his political ads. That's been removed, but the three stars are still there. But doesn't, Russell, doesn't that look like Berghan, H-A-N? And the thing of it is graphic designer didn't keep the two stanchions of the Mackinac Bridge the same size like Justin Michael's campaign did. He kept them the same size, kind of being a side shot of the Mackinac Bridge, so it looks like an H. Bergman looks actually kind of stupid. It's not an M. It's not even truly an H. But it looks like Berghan to me. The first time I saw it, I'm like, who is this? Wait a minute, Jack, he changed his logo? What the heck? So, thought that was interesting. Got a text message. I'm sorry, I don't have you stored in my phone. I don't have your first name, and I don't have your city. Interesting show today. Lots to think about. Thank you, Randy. You're welcome. I didn't want to hit all these news stories coming out of Lansing. They're all budget related. Democrats whining about everything. I just I'm going to connect the dots and we're going to talk about a couple of things. Let's see. Is there any other stories I wanted to really get to? Oh, yeah. Senate Majority Leader Brinks. Oh, my God. This girl's driving me crazy. She doesn't want to. She does not want to negotiate with Matt Hall and Ann Boland. That's for sure. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks. MERS News Service has learned that she is not interested in having residents pay a new state fee for delivery services, ranging from DoorDash food orders to Amazon Prime packages, which is an idea that's been floating around for possibly creating more road funding by the governor's office, Gretchen Whitmer. Senate Majority Leader's office described being confused this morning by a press release claiming that the Senate Democrats could soon be introducing bills charging a new state fee on food and retail delivery services. A source close to the caucus described the idea as dead. Around 9:13 a.m. yesterday, a press release submitted on behalf of Don't Tax My Delivery Coalition was headlined with disability advocates opposed rumor state delivery tax. It read that there was a rumored new delivery taxes that could soon be proposed by some Senate Democrats projected to negatively impact disabled Michiganders, senior citizens, families lacking personal transportation, and residents in flagging and taxing certain food products and delivery items. However, with budget making and future road funding negotiations unfolding, MERS News Service was told yesterday evening by Rosie Jones, a spokesperson for the Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, that the idea for this is not on the table. I have no idea why this is being characterized as a Senate Democratic proposal, Jones said. While the Senate Democrats pursue ideas without Brink's endorsement, a source close to the Senate Democratic Caucus informed MERS News Service that there are in fact no pending bills related to the concept. Nonetheless, the ARC Michigan Advocacy Group for Folks with Disabilities, Developmental and Intellectual Disabilities continues to hope legislators avoid putting a new tax on fees for delivery and grocery delivery services as they work toward generating more road funding for the state is ongoing. Well, back in January, the communist organization, the Michigan Municipal League, suggested legislators create a modest 50 cents retail delivery fee to fund, quote, Neighborhood Roads Fund, distributing money directly to local governments for their local road repairs. The proposal would apply to motor vehicle deliveries of all retail goods, such as DoorDash, dropping off food, or Amazon Prime deliveries of everything that Amazon offers members when they receive their deliveries. Eyes are on the Senate Democrats right now after House Speaker Matt Hall signaled last week that he wants their caucus to present their own road funding plan before any further budget-making actions will take place. Michigan's new fiscal year begins in just 28 days. Actually, today is 27. Without any new state budget plan in place, the state could enter a government shutdown. Ooh. Well, both Speaker Hall and Governor Gretchen Whitmer has expressed that budget deals aren't done and won't be done until a new road funding plan is in place. They both want to set aside more than $3 billion every single year going forward in new funding dedicated to road and bridge projects. Republicans, they're not going to kick the can down the road anymore. Nope, not going to do it. Well, Brinks, the Senate Majority Leader, said this summer that in order to prevent cutting government programs that Michiganders rely on, a new road funding plan will require both revenue increases, that means new taxes, as well as tightening up our belts and finding savings or cuts in the budget. She made that statement back on May 27th this year. Well, in response to the conversation going on in Lansing around creating new streams of state revenue, ARC Michigan has joined business groups like the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association, as well as the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, to ensure that food delivery services are left alone. Many folks with disabilities who don't have access to transportation or use services like DoorDash has been very helpful, especially through the China virus pandemic, said Sherry Boyd, ARC's Michigan's executive director. Even without delivery taxes, they're still somewhat expensive, but in this community, it makes things a lot easier simply by having access to those services. However, due to delivery costs alone, Boyd explained that those with intellectual and developmental disabilities really don't have the income to pay more for those services. For people with disabilities, which the population we work with have very limited income, and this makes it difficult for them to keep using the services. When asked about why she believes a 50-cent state delivery fee could be introduced in Lansing, Boyd said, "I've heard that there's support actually on both sides of the aisle behind the idea." Nope. Sorry, sweetie, that's not true. Republican caucus is dead set against any new taxes. That's why their budget has found $5 billion in cuts to the current budget, and what the Senate Democrats passed and what Governor Gretchen Whitmer proposed earlier this year. They're not going to do it. We will find $3 billion somehow, some way in the budget to fund road funding. Period. There's not support on both sides of the aisle. Not true. Absolutely can guarantee that. Well, Michigan Municipal League is hoping that any finished road funding deal from Lansing will come with neighborhood road funding. They would like to see $100 million annually based in the starting year, fiscal year 2026 through fiscal year 2030. State Representative Pat Altman of Six Lakes, chair of the House Transportation Committee, has a bill establishing such a fund without any state revenue increases, no tax increases. That House bill is 4230. If you want to look it up, go to mivotes.org and put in HB 4230. John LaMacchia of the Michigan Municipal League State and Federal Affairs Director explained the fund will direct state dollars directly to traditional neighborhoods, subdivision roads that are not eligible for federal aid. That's where they want the money to go. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Just to wrap up this story, and this is really what the problem is, in my opinion. The formula that road funding is done under is Michigan's Public Act 51 of 1951. 7 years before I was born. January, I'm going to be 68. 75 years, this plan has been in effect. While people have been critical of this road funding because it prioritizes rural communities over those that are more populated. Why? Because in the act, it says, quote, the system mileage owned by each authority, meaning, end quote, the local county road commissions. For example, according to the Citizens Research Council of Michigan, Keweenaw County, way up in the western tip of the UP, population, 2,040 people. In fiscal year 2023, 2 years ago budget, they received $1,070 per resident to do road funding in their county. Well, Senator Jeff Irwin, the Communist Democrat from Ann Arbor, his Washtenaw County, they have 372,000 people. They got $154 per resident. Okay, first of all, per resident is not the formula, the basis to which you should be looking at this. You need to be looking at the number of miles of roads and the number of vehicles that travel on those roads. But of course, that is way too complicated for a Democrat to understand. So they want to talk about per resident funding. Per resident funding has nothing to do with it. Washtenaw, I'm sure, has a much higher children population than Keweenaw does. I almost guarantee it. Keweenaw is a bunch of old folks who all drive. Washtenaw, probably half of that population, or at least 25%, is probably young people that don't even have a driver's license. You got to look at the miles of roads and the number of vehicles that travel. Now, of course, Washtenaw County has a much bigger population. Therefore, they have more vehicles on the roads, even though they have more children. I'm just saying you got to look at the actual root causes of what causes damage to roads. The number of miles of roads in your county and the number of vehicles that travel on them. That should be the basis. So anyway, bottom line, this formula has got to be reworked. I'd also like to see the Michigan Department of Transportation's activities to road repairs be eliminated and given to the local county road commissions. I know they do all kinds of other things, harbors and waterways and all this other garbage. I understand that. When I talk about eliminating MDOT, I'm talking about eliminating them doing road repairs. It should be done by the county road commissions. It's that simple. Get the county road commissions competing against each other for who has the best roads in the state, and you'll fix the problem within 5 years. It'll be done. Fix the damn roads will be done. But you need a governor with a brain. Currently, we don't have one. So, that's where we're at. And, again, every day, I'm going to be saying this during the show at some point. We're being sued, and we have a legal defense fund. If you'd like all the details, text me legal, and my phone will automatically send you a link to our Give, Send, Go website, as well as our P.O. Box 650 in Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49629. We can take personal and business checks, and we greatly appreciate the help. We're fighting for our First Amendment rights to stay on this show and to stay on this radio station. And we are engaged in lawfare, a frivolous lawsuit brought by a millionaire that doesn't like what I've said on this show in the past and is suing us. So we have to defend ourselves, or this show and this station could be going away soon. Just telling you the truth, folks, letting you know. So if you'd like more information, text me legal at 231-360-5140, and I'll send you the information and the link. Justin Michael for Congress. Commercials start airing tomorrow. He'll be on the show on Friday. Carla Wagner running for governor, as well as founder of AxeMyTax.org website, eliminating property taxes in the state of Michigan. She'll be on the show sometime next week. Probably will not be a live interview. It'll be pre-recorded, but we'll be getting it to you next week. I'll let you know when. Greatly appreciate you guys very much. Music's playing. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and its website, WCHY.us. Have a great day. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing, not too far off the beaten path.